Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to Nobles Broadcasting Networking, Nobles Networking, for the free internet for life. Appreciate the Red Circle. Put some change in my pocket. Thank you to Lee Tucker and his Medicaid, because I'm about to have a goddamn heart attack. Trying not to laugh because of his fat ass. Thank you to everybody that has made this show successful. Tonight is a... Well, this is going to be interesting. I've got five awesome folks sitting here with me. And then we're going to find out what happened in, like, Brazian, Montana. In just a few short minutes. Did I say the name of the town right?
Bozeman.
Bozeman.
The cue card said Brazian.
It was all right.
Okay. To my right is Mr. Tyler Branch. You've heard Tyler on every episode.
Cheers, y'all.
Guys, like these guys. It's going to be good, guys. Next to him is somebody I've been wanting to have on the show for a hot-ass minute. We've already, like, heart-to-hearts in the cars and shit, but y'all are going to have a heart-to-heart with him in a few minutes, Mr. Dustin Heron.
Hey, y'all. Nice to meet you.
He's such a sweet baby voice.
Yeah, boy.
Next to him is the man with the plan for when he has a heart attack, Mr. Lee Tucker.
He's already on Medicare.
Yeah, he's already on Medicare. Tucker, for all their Medicare needs, can they get it?
Just give me a call.
Go ahead and drop it.
You can find me on Facebook, Lee Tucker, or Nashville Medicare Specialist.
There you go. See, we're making it work. Yeah. Next to him is our resident fucking lizard person.
Yeah.
Slash DD.
JD, the DD all the time. And next to him, Mr. He's not been on the show yet, another good songwriter and musician, Mr. Colin Middleton.
Yeah, boy. How y'all doing? Woo!
I almost called you, what's that other fellow's name from Statesboro?
Dylan.
The talented one.
Okay.
I'm just fucking with you, Mr.
Hold on, motherfucker.
It's only funny to me. They placed one of the first shows I ever had. You remember y'all playing it for me?
Talking about the Mud Bog?
Was it at the Mud Bog?
Yeah.
I just remember you and Dylan playing it.
Where I brought Rachel and all that, yeah.
Oh, the red. Has she not came and hung out
been,
with all of us?
Because I've snapped her several times this week.
I'm telling you, man.
You do have a point there.
Fair. It's true.
Fair.
Well, thank y'all for coming. Colin and Mr. Dustin, y'all being your first time here, this is a shit show. But usually we have fun unless it's something that's completely out of hand. So we'll try to behave as long as you do too. I'm going to start through this whole goddamn thing. So what's the name of that city that we're starting with there? Because in
we're
the
not
car-
starting with this.
We're starting
with this. We are most this one time, my friend, Lee Tucker, went to the Midwest. He was in this state, sometimes they call Montana. And while he was there, he may have run across this little old railroad town called
Bozeman. Bozeman.
And what did you sell in Bozeman?
Nothing. I got high as fuck, and I played with these huge-ass slugs. I really did.
We don't talk about women like that on the show.
Yeah, no. Well, it did wrap hashtag all the way around too. My hand. It's a big ass.
God!
I'm already lightheaded from laughing. It's done. I'm going to have a stroke.
I did not mean to spit on you.
Now I'm lightheaded and I smell like beer.
Josh just spit beer every fucking
on me. No, he just spit it everywhere. He spit it on me.
Sorry.
All I was told to do was intro the story. I have no context to the story. I don't know what he meant by slug, and I don't know where he's going from here.
I was dead serious. There's big ass snails.
No relations.
There was big ass snails with no shells, and I was high. I'm from South Georgia. My daddy's somebody. I was still nobody. And so you didn't smoke pot, you get a bad name around town. We just didn't do that shit. But when you go out to Seattle and Oregon and all that good shit.
But you're in Montana.
And yeah, but it started in Seattle.
And then you smoke that shit and then you start seeing stuff.
And you're trying
to
tell me that an oyster walked its way all the way from the Pacific coast to Montana.
It was not
without a shell.
He didn't walk.
It's a slug. One more again.
One more again.
there was marijuana and slugs and hippies. There's a lot of hippies.
Marijuana and hippies.
And I was actually at a nudist colony area. I really got up. Y'all,
that's a fucking.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, that's a fucking shot right there. Listen to what he's saying.
Tyler Branch, we're going to try to help him real quick.
Hear him out.
I don't know how we can, though.
I'm serious. This is about 11 years ago.
Oysters, all the way from the Secret Ocean. Nudist camp. Go ahead.
Here you go.
Anyways, I was high, they were slugs, and there was hippies. That's what I'm telling you.
That ain't the way I thought that was going to go.
That ain't the way you thought it was going to go. I spit on you.
You did. You spit beer on
the greatest soundbite of all time. It was slugs. They was hippies.
And marijuana.
And I was high. Marijuana.
And I had never really smoked pot before. I never really smoked pot.
Wait.
It is. This is fucking true.
This is before he smoked pot. You're not any of y'all going to be able to hear this besides laughing. Let me tell you, if you were here, you'd fucking love it.
I don't feel that bad anymore. He saw all that shit before he smoked the pot.
Yes.
Well, that's where
the pot kind of came together at the same time.
Pop that Sprite, son.
That's what I'm doing. I need to chase it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wait. We in no way encourage Sprite drinking because it makes you see slugs, aliens,
and hippies. Slugs and aliens. They're hippies. They take offense to you calling them aliens.
And that's the illegal aliens they get offense
to being
called.
I was thinking
the
same. The slugs did not cross any borders. They were already in the woods. Not my goddamn fault.
Obviously, nobody here has ever listened to Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Turtles all the way down.
Yes, sir.
We're going Tuckers all the way down, though, and I wasn't prepared for it.
The turtles have shells, the slugs do not. All right.
So, you look like the Ninja Turtle that didn't make the team.
He's still downhearted.
He's still got a jersey. And everybody loves it.
I'm sorry. So we were telling war stories on the way here. War stories, we mean clinic stories.
No, go back to the Ninja Turtles. I'm cool with that.
Josh.
What?
It's going to get real personal for you real quick.
No kidding.
And then we're going to run out of content.
Well...
Sir, I don't think there's enough goddamn liquor in this room or this county for us to run out of content.
Just digital.
This is my first podcast, and I just
Ninja
thought
Turtle
we could keep it.
Throwing stars has got McNuggets coming out. Fucking meow.
He's even going to kill Shredder.
Did you hear what Dustin Herring just said? Nope, he said, it's my first podcast, and I just thought we could keep it PG. He don't know.
No, he hadn't been here.
No, I have not.
He
don't know.
Yeah, thank you, JD. This is, you can say whatever you want to. All the shit that you've ever wanted to say, that we've had a lot of people that has made us to where we can have free speech.
I can say anything.
You can say what the fuck you want to.
All right. I don't like the metric system. It's confusing. It don't make me feel smart.
There you have it.
I have never before almost hit the space bar. The space bar stops it. And when you said muh, I was waiting for Mexican. And I was like, you know what? Because I've already done got in trouble one time in Texas because I said beaner. But it was funny.
You got in trouble after that in Texas.
Oh, I really didn't get in trouble, but some people that didn't.
About tacos?
Yeah. It was very
high. Are they
high
called carbohydrate?
Yeah.
Pod things?
It was not a pod.
It's pronounced pine straw.
Oh. Was not
it's
a popular
joke.
Topic.
I love the Latins. We fucked up Saturday night.
We did.
It went to fucking Latin night at late night. So.
Oh, God.
It was cute.
I felt like I was on the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah. Familiar.
I feel like the Fat and the Furious. Fuck y'all.
Somebody's got extra salty. Real quick, like.
I thought we said something funnier that was
important.
No, he'll have else. Plenty of funny shit. So he's always the funniest person.
What? What? Justin's whispering, what the fuck are we talking about?
I know, that's what I was trying to get back to.
I don't remember
to.
Either. I'm like,
I'm
how we get back
to the
it?
Director, and I'm, yeah. I don't know what
we
were
talking just, about STD trips. To
no,
the
no, no, no. Oh, we're not there yet.
I told
that
you
had
all
to do with
I don't know where
man.
You've gone on the STD trip.
That's I ain't never
going. The whole goddamn Bozeman, Montana thing was about.
Oh, yeah,
back in Bozeman. You're raving about.
You're talking about an LSD trip. So let's go ahead. Oh,
never mind.
I digress.
I'm
Dustin
done.
Yeah,
give us your
story
from Bozeman.
At the full circle, me and Tyler Branch have nothing to do with from about 9 o'clock on up to midnight on the rest of the story.
My guy.
We have no idea what we're talking about earlier.
All right. I'm just going to let y'all talk.
No, we're waiting.
No, it's your turn
no,
to talk.
No, no. My God, is it midnight?
No.
Oh, you said 9 o'clock to midnight.
I was using. I was using.
Say shit else
what, but we
I,
are.
Okay, okay.
So
okay.
Finish telling your fucking
I was
story
to
about
tell
Bozeman. Because that's how we started it. It's literally 11 minutes
well,
ago.
Well, I feel like we should give them some context to the story.
Well, give them context.
Y'all should.
I wish you would.
Give them context to the story.
No, you were talking about you've had chlamydia a few times. You're the one that wanted to talk about STDs on the podcast when we got here to do the podcast.
I guess it's that part where you told me
saying,
if you say something you don't
for
like,
ever
when you
get,
edit it.
For me, ever me to get laid again, we got to normalize it.
Tyler Branch is the one that said, I'm going to be the most honest I've ever been when we get there.
He did.
And I am so far.
He's like, okay. Go ahead. Tell him your
anyway,
truths. I'll be honest about your truths.
Right. 5 minutes before we got here, we're riding dirt roads, having a good time, had a DD, somebody bitch. And Lee starts to tell a story, and Dustin Heron is like, get the fuck to the studio. This is no way. This doesn't need to be recorded.
There was a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things said.
Truck.
But
that's right.
The first time, because I've never heard a story, this will be the first time I hear it. So you get to hear my reaction and everybody else's right now. So go ahead with Bozeman.
So we were talking. And I don't remember what came up about chlamydia. Oh, this girl that gave you STDs. And I was like, oh, it only takes like 5 pills. And you're like, oh, just 1 shot and 2 antibiotics. I was like, shit, they only gave me 5 pills that one time. They're like, holy shit, you had a I don't even know if it was chlamydia, guy. It was something anyways. I had a leaky dick. But the goddamn...
Hey, Doc.
That was a technical difficulty.
How
dicky
was your dick?
I just hit the space bar on my balls. I didn't know that was going to happen. So if you heard that pause, it was because Lee Tucker was making me piss myself laughing over here. I slammed my hand on the fucking table and hit the space bar. So now we're back.
All right. I don't know where we left off. Anyway.
Leaky dick.
Normally.
That's how you said it was leaky dick.
But it started, Josh said he had chlamydia like twice.
This is
I don't know. Because every time you're like, I started it. And I start telling the story, you're like, hold on. We're going to start it. And then I start telling it. And you're like, wait, hold on.
Well, now is your chance.
Now let me tell you. Josh said he had chlamydia twice. I said they can cure that with 5 pills. He said they gave me 1 shot, 2 antibiotics. And I was like, well, they fucked me out of a shot and 1 antibiotic because I only got like 5 pills. Anyways, and he's like, when the fuck did you have for me? And I was like, all I said was, I was in Bozeman, Montana one time. That's what got everybody dying laughing. They're like, how the fuck is chlamydia in Bozeman, Montana?
That's random as shit.
I don't know how you got pussy in Bozeman, Montana. I was high with hippies and slugs. I don't know. I don't goddamn know. I'm telling you. This is a true fucking story, though.
Listen. Bitch, you couldn't lie about anything.
I couldn't, but we...
You
we
could have.
Nobody would have ever known. We could just
Hey, listen, Linda. Let him tell his story.
So we were camping out for 2 weeks. I flew into Seattle. We left Seattle, went all the way across, stayed at Lake Coeur d'Alene, and I think it's Idaho. Yep, over yonder.
That's right.
We left there. Somewhere we camped out. We drove on across the northern part of the state.
Otherwise, somebody else is
stopped in Montana.
All right. He reported that in Montana.
I heard that.
So anyway. get over there, we're camping out again. And I'm like, something wrong down there. It just, it don't feel right. Kind of like a little red.
Kind of burns when I piss a little bit.
It didn't really. It was just a little red. Anyways, so I was like, and we were camping. You're in the fucking woods. Listen, like, you can't just wash your hands every time you take a piss and shit. So I'm like, hey.
Look, it was like Lake Jam. It was like hanging out at Lake Jam.
No, this is totally different.
Okay, never mind. I digress.
And goddamn slugs and drugs and hairy hippie juice.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, this is 11 years ago. So, actually, we're like, okay, fuck the camper shit. Let's go get a hotel room for the next couple nights. We'll take you to the clinic. So, they took me to the clinic. I go in there. Doctor's like, oh, it's just a little case of chlamydia or gonorrhea. I don't remember which one. He's like, we're going to get your prescription. Here's your pills. Take your pills.
Don't
get back on
weeks.
Your camping trip. And so I did. I just took my little pills and I smoked some more weed and then I went and played with some more slugs. I had a wonderful fucking time.
Right.
But that's the story behind Bozeman, Montana.
But so, the long of the short is that you got cured. You got cured.
Don't fuck hippie chicks. That's the moral of the story.
But you're cured now. You're good.
Well, that was 11 years ago. I fucking hope so.
Lee, I didn't know you fucked nobody.
I'm the only one these days. Every once in a while, you have fuck
so
up.
So anyways, for some reason, they just wanted to hear my little STD story. First and last one I've had. Knock on wood here.
Somehow, after all the shit we done on the road.
I have no idea how I got it from a hippie.
I got a pretty good idea.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
You say a lot of things.
I swear to God, I thought we were going to talk about the great state of Montana.
Nope.
I did.
We were
Idaho.
About STDs.
No, we were talking about
we were going there. No, we were talking about Idaho.
Idaho. And that's where I was going to come up.
That's how he also got chlamydia.
I was going to come up talking about.
Yeah. It'd been them goddamn taters they got. You don't ever know.
Bitch, if taters gave people chlamydia, you still have chlamydia.
Nope. I thought we were going to talk about
as many times you made us all in here wait on fried tomatoes.
On French fried tomatoes.
Yeah.
French fried
potatoes.
Potatoes.
Bitch, we're all finna look like a French fried tater after this goes off.
That's right.
Are we just telling more war stories? About anybody else got an STD story they want to share?
So this one time at band camp, I've had it. I've had it a couple times.
Good for you.
Had it?
I don't mean it.
I don't think I'll ever define what it is. Y'all just say, it's either this or that.
Can we tell them how you thought it was ITU or whatever?
An ITU?
UTI.
UTI.
ITU, whatever.
No, I'll tell you, I don't care. Do y'all know what Azo's is? No.
Yeah.
Azo's is when you have a urinary tract infection. And they give you these pills, and these pills make you fucking piss neon orange. Like,
what? Yep.
And by the way, pharmacists always tell the people you tell to get Azos that they're going to piss neon orange. That's not a good thing to find out on the fly.
In case you wonder. It looks like that shit you drank at Teasers.
It does. It does.
Right.
It's a Red Bull and vodka combination that shines in the black light.
My God.
I'm HIV positive. I don't have that.
too soon.
But no,
bro.
Anyway,
too
so
on part two,
yes,
of As the Dick Turns. See what happens here.
I like to take a lot of baths, but I also like to bang whores like back in the day. And you shut the fuck up. See,
way back then, like yesterday.
Yeah. It's okay. If they're listening to this, they're probably getting railed anyway.
Hey, boy.
They all think I'm cheating on them now.
It's our demographic.
Our demographic. Here we go.
That's why I said demographic.
Anyway, so.
I thought you said Democratic.
And that's how quickly it turns politics.
All right. Yep. We got the whiskey. Where's the religion?
We ain't got none. Jesus. We ain't got none.
I'm starting that shit.
Anyway, so. This girl I might have been fucking with, and I also like to take a lot of baths for like 3-4 weeks. I just thought I had a UTI, and it was not a UTI. And I had not lived in this place very long, where I was living at, but I didn't realize that, like, chlamydia was just like this cool thing that everybody got every once in a while.
It happens.
It does. So I go to the doctor,
it's
like
not
a fucking urgent
North Face jacket. It jumps it.
Hold tight. Let him tell
the
story.
I wish I had put a North Face jacket on my dick so this didn't happen. But so like I go to I fuck up and go to the hospital because like I'm like this is the worst UTI ever. And, like, I'm the only person that still owes a fucking hospital an emergency care STD test. Like, they don't do that there.
So, oh, they do, but you pay for it.
Oh, no, you do. It seemed like it'd be a lot cheaper at a health clinic. Yeah. But, so, like, they're asking me, like, my symptoms and everything like that or whatever. And I tell them, and they're like, sir, it sounds like you have chlamydia. And I was like, of course not.
Not possible.
Not I. And they was like, do you use condoms when you're having sex? And I was like, I do not use ketchup or mayonnaise on anything.
Like, condoms! Not condiments. Yeah.
I guarantee that one chick, she's like, so...
I will suck your dick with mayonnaise ketchup on it.
But she's like, so
you keep talking to me like that when I'm hurting, Linda.
Sir, no.
Yeah. So
I don't know what your answer is.
So they come back and they tell me, it's like, so you have chlamydia? And I'm like, I thought it was bad. And it was like, no, it's just a fucking one shot and two antibiotics.
It's a simple
thing. And you're good to go. It's the worst thing they could have ever told me. But they just,
you mean all I have to do?
Never using a condom. If all it takes, if I get chlamydia or gonorrhea, is one fucking shot and two antibiotics.
Yeah, but if I'm that's good. The most you have to worry about, you're a lucky
and
son
child
of a bitch.
Support. They forgot that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That shit's infectious. That's what that shit gets around.
Got that pull up game weak. Shout out to my friend Priscilla Block. She's the one that told me about that. Oh, made sure that shit was strong. Anywho.
I don't give a fuck if a single person downloads this podcast. I'm going to listen to this motherfucker 8 times. Every time I'm sad.
It's good.
I'm just going to be like, you know what I'm turning on? This.
Hippies, drugs, and slugs.
And that pull out game week.
That you got your title. You go.
Hippies, drugs, and slugs.
Yes,
that's the name of it.
It's a fucking ringtone, cuz.
Holy boy, fuck.
How did we get here?
By car. Josh drove us. Barely.
That's perfect.
My eyes were open most of the time.
Yeah, that's right.
I just wanted to make sure y'all got to here where you needed to be. Lee, why are we here this week? Why is everybody here and coming to town, Chip?
So, I was fortunate enough to have a Snapchat. That's kind of the truth.
It's really
and Miss Tammy Moore in Eastman, Georgia hit me up and said, hey, me and my family, we love your music. What do you charge us to come play a show for us? And I was like, do you want an acoustic show or do you want a full band? They're like, we don't care. We just want you to come play. I was like, how about I invite some friends, some badass friends? And they're like, yeah, we got a house out in the country with 3 ponds, and we just built a big-ass pavilion. So I have got, God, I brought Dustin here, and he's doing circles in the chair. He's awesome.
He's happy.
He's very happy. And so I've got Dustin Herring, Kristen Kelly, Trey Landon, Tyler Branch, Justin Andrews. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Maybe not. And me. That's probably one I forgot.
And more. Whoever decides to show up. Cause
well, yeah. Everybody's showing
it's,
up.
It's yeah. A, yeah
it's but it's going to be, yeah. So, anyways, so they're getting a whole bunch of songwriters. They're getting like, our friend Vaden, that's who it is. Kristen Kelly's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not a musician, but a phenomenal guy to have on your
cool
team.
Cool as fuck to hang
he
out
He is
with.
Amazing. I'm he excited actually to meet works him. Like a CIA forensics, like
no
computer kid. Forensics.
No wonder
he
nobody knows his name.
I don't want that on the internet.
I don't think he cares. He'll tell you, I don't fucking hurt you.
Hey, if people like that know how to work it, they don't give a shit.
No, he's like an independent
that's
contractor.
What she said.
That they hire him. Anyways,
yeah. Hell yeah.
He is amazing. Anyway, so they're all coming. And it actually starts, it's going to be Thursday through Sunday. We're going to write some songs. Some of us are going to shoot some turkeys. We're going to play some golf. We're going to drink a lot of alcohol, write some songs, and play a show Saturday night for everybody down here in Eastman that Tammy and Tim invite out. So we're excited about that.
It ought to be fun. I know it's private and everything, so we're not going to like invite anybody. But I love that Tammy and Tim are having y'all down. Tammy was like our the hairdresser in Dodge County where we grew up. There's a picture of when I'm a fucking baby. And she's in the background of it. And one of the people that she's, I guess her apprenticeship or whatever it would have been back then, they cut the shit out of my ear. Like, the scissors are in ear, and there's just, like,
no
blood.
Shit.
Yeah,
Timmy. You got notched like a hog.
And, like, fucking three.
No shit.
You still got that picture?
They've got Tammy's got it. She sends it to me every once in a while.
Tyler? They were mocking him as a cull, and they just missed it.
Yeah,
well, there's a stud.
Most people,
most people don't know about that kind of shit nowadays. So we'll just let it be. Hey, let him tell his story.
Anyway, all I know is if somebody'll cut my ear and I end up where you're at, I'm okay with it.
You just better hurt nobody shaves your head because it's probably not as pretty.
My hair.
But
curls,
I also know if I shave his beard, my face don't look like that.
Well, you lose your brand and I lose my brands. How about this? Me and you sleep with our hair and our beards together. That way, if we wake up in the morning,
the world's not ready still got for
this. This is getting close right now. Can I go to the bathroom real quick?
Only if you want to jack one real fast.
No, I'd rather not.
Are the church crowds listening?
Lord, I know. Have mercy. They've been listening since Sunday.
Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
I thought it was Monday all day today, and I said something about it being Monday, and he goes, "Bitch, it's Tuesday." I was like, "Well, I've been wrong before,
sir." That's because we have a drinking problem.
You got a drinking problem. I got to figure it out.
Yeah, sleeping. Yeah, looks like you're doing amazing at it.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Please don't spit it on me like I did.
Hey,
on you.
I would not do that to you.
But anyway, Miss Tammy and Mr. Tim are great folks. Have you met the? Did you get a chance to meet the family or anything?
I haven't met any of them yet.
They're so fucking nice, dude.
Oh, I'm excited, man. They built a beautiful pavilion out there. It's huge. They got like a wall built on the back side of the pavilion with this big ass TV and a fireplace back there, and we're gonna be playing in front of that, and it's gonna be a good time.
God, I cannot wait. Y'all are gonna get the experience Dodge County, and I hope, and I know Timmy and Tim ain't letting their assholes come out here. There's a lot of assholes where I'm from.
I'm from Hazelhurst.
Listen, cuz, I'm from Baxley. I've been living in New York. I ain't talking about New York City. Everybody in Georgia thinks New York is New York City. I've been living in Western New York, where the area where I live is very red, very Republican. Everybody rides four-wheelers and has a boat and does all this kind of stuff. But, like, people don't understand when I talk about being where we're from, because I got laid off right after Christmas. And it has done my heart so good with the podcast we did in Nashville and just being able to be down where I'm from after being gone for so long. I moved off early March of last year, and it was a full 10 months before I got to come home. And when I got home, I had not written. As songwriters, like what we're doing this weekend, we're all songwriters. We write from our heart. And I did something where when I left, I kind of had it figured. I was like, I'm not going to mess with songwriting no more. I'm not going to mess with music no more. And I didn't. I shut it off. I was working 65, 70 hours a week. I set foot on Georgia dirt, and I started getting ideas again. And that's why I'm excited about this weekend, man. Like, just a PSA to everybody who happens to be here. All of us are good friends in one way or another, whether it's songwriting or hanging out or just being at a bar together or whatever. We're all good friends. But what's going to happen this weekend is super special. And I'm excited about it because I remember how it was to be separated from something like this. And now I'm back. And as soon as I set my foot on Georgia dirt, I started getting ideas again. And I have song ideas. I was talking to Pudge, Dustin Harry. I want to talk to you about it. I've talked to Colin about it. I got some ideas that I want to write this weekend. And just to have ideas that I want to write, it's damn exciting.
That's awesome.
It's good shit, brother.
It is, buddy.
It's
and
good.
I've got a damn crop of songwriters out of Nashville coming. I mean, a great bunch. So.
Yeah.
That's why I can't. I'm telling you, as much as I like to talk and be in the fucking middle of everything, even like last night with them writing, I stayed my ass at the house. I'm going to sit as far in a corner as I can and just listen to y'all fucking talk. Because I know something good is going to come out of all y'all being here.
This man's got the idea. He knows. You think I'm wrong?
I also know how to find chlamydia.
We'll leave that to the side. But I wish that for the ones that were not here Saturday night, there was a hell of stuff that went on in this studio Saturday night.
Was that Friday night?
It was Friday night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
He wants to correct you, Mr. Monday.
Listen, I still ain't got, that's how good it was. I still ain't got straightened out from it. Because they was a whole lot of song writing and song singing. And because I'm telling you, man, when I get in the middle of that shit, my heart ain't never been so full
as when we
as when we come back through Nashville and we did that Nashville Tears episode. Because my heart ain't been that full in a long time.
That was amazing.
Man, that was good.
But I had a good time, I just want to say, because I posted a video of my friend Ethan talking to a girl, and I was like, he got game. And then I had all these girls hit me up, being like, that girl's got a flat ass. I'm just being honest with you. I just want to throw that out there.
Just show it out, man.
I had a lot of them, and I just want to say that you know what? She's got a career. And she got some shit going on. So I ain't mad about a flat ass. I'd rather have a girl with a flat ass than a flat career. I just want to say that.
And Ethan was talking to her. Ethan was talking to her?
Yeah.
If Ethan was talking to a girl, she got a solid future.
Oh, she's cute.
Let me tell you. We all got We all got so fucked up
that
night.
You got it.
The next morning.
We got fucked up tonight, too.
No, listen. Yo, we're just gonna keep listen. Going. No,
we
listen.
We got all fucking hammered. And I woke up the next day. And I saw the Snapchats of all of us. And we're all like, we're all enjoying ourselves. And then Ethan, who had left while we're sleeping, and I'm dealing with my fucking hangover and drinking BioLite and trying to get the feeling.
Now, Ethan told us he was leaving.
He told me he was leaving.
It wasn't like
he left because of y'all's lack of sleeping.
Yeah,
that's why
I know.
Probably right.
When we woke up, when I woke up on
y'all got home at 6 a.m.
It was not. He was hurt. When I actually woke up the next day, though, he was back in Nashville and he was singing gospel songs. And he had all of his Snapchat stuff. So.
He had to come to Jesus. Well, can I tell? I'm not going to tell him what happened in Statesboro.
Which one?
Which time?
The one we were at the Langston concert.
I know, but what's
talking about the Hobbit?
About the girl we saved.
Oh, you can tell him. That makes me sound good as fuck. People.
No. Y'all. Listen. Y'all
get your hand off me.
Hey. Listen. When we walked in the Blue Room, after playing on the road for so long, I'm not about being in a crowd. I'm not about being shoulder to shoulder. So we found this back bar where we could get a couple drinks, and we were on this, like, riser there. And we're standing there at a table, and next thing I know, Josh has turned around, and he's talking very loud to some guy. And I'm like, what's going on? So I turn and I turn just in time enough to hear him say, and I see this guy who's drunk as shit. He's like a wet noodle, man. He's just, you know. He walks off and Josh is going, in case you were wondering, you are far too pretty and far too good a girl, which is why I love this guy, which is why I love being on this show. He goes, you're far too pretty and far too good a girl to let some dumbass talk to you like that. And she goes, thank you. He turns back around. Well, me and my buddy Avery Willis and Riley Lowry. And if you know Riley.
On you, but keep going, baby. I'm almost there.
If you know Riley, Riley's not a big guy. He's got this sexy-ass haircut over to the side. And Avery is this big dude, man. He's like, I'm 6'1". He's like 2 or 3 inches taller than me.
Avery's a big old dude.
I like fucking Avery Willis.
So he's got this big ass beard going on, long hair, and all of a sudden Avery turns around and starts looking this way. And I turn around and this drunk ass wet noodle guy has come back. And I'm like, that ain't good. And I look at Avery and I go, come with me. We walk over and this guy's telling Josh, he's like, you just need to fuck off. And Josh is smiling, which is never good. He's going, why don't you make me fuck off if you want me to? And I was like, and I grabbed Avery. I said, watch them real quick. I went to go get a security guy that was posted up on the corner of the steps, but he's watching the stage. Like, he has no idea what's going on. So I walk up, and about the time I get ready to tap him on the shoulder, somebody comes up to him and grabs him by the shoulder and goes, hey, and they point towards where everything's going on. And I said, and the guy turns and looks at me and makes eye contact with me, and I said, yeah, you need to go get that. So He turns around, goes over to what's going on, and we walk over to these two guys who are face to face, and the guy grab that, like, this security guy grabs him, and another security guy grabs the wet, the drunk guy, and
the wet noodle guy.
Fuck yeah. And they both look at me like, is this the one you were talking about? And I went, yeah, that's the guy. He got to go. And they go, okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
They escort him out the bar. Like, we stay in there. We make friends with all the people who are standing around automatically are our friends because nobody had enough nerve to fucking stand up and do something about what was going on. Like, I'll say that.
I saw you hit me.
That's what people don't understand, man. Like, Josh has said it on the air several times. He's got a daughter, and he hopes that one day, if somebody's being an asshole to them, there's going to be some grown men to stand around and go, no, that ain't gonna be the way it goes.
Everybody's got to look at it like it's going to be their kids. So.
That's right. That's
or
right.
Their sister or their mom.
I mean,
whatever.
I don't have kids, much less daughters, but I hope to hell that if I ever have a daughter one day, that somebody would do what we did.
If I ever have a dog someday, I hope y'all protect that someday.
You got a dog now. What are you talking about?
No, that's my daddy's dog. That's my little brother. That ain't my dog.
They resemble each other.
Family dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I was that little.
I can see it.
fucking
just climb up in the recliner with a bitch and go to sleep.
You bitch, you out like a rabbit climbed up in a recliner. I climbed up in a recliner.
Ain't nowhere near enough room.
Your fucking line is, hey, you want to go back home, watch South Park and jack me off?
Watch Andy Griffith.
Yeah, watch Andy Griffith. Andy Griffith head or South Park and Tails.
Tails from the tour bus.
Could you imagine if all of us were on the actual road together in random cities where motherfuckers didn't know us?
I feel like we should do that.
Well, I feel like that's a damn good idea.
Make it happen, Captain.
Listen,
I ain't sitting back saying make it happen, Captain.
Why are we not doing this now?
But instead of going on the road,
New York.
But instead of going on the road and going to these major cities like Dallas, Atlanta, Nashville, let's go find the fucking little outskirts, like the Franks of fucking.
Let's go find the no-name bar in Willacoochee.
Yeah.
So we're gonna.
But I'm saying, let's go to those bars
there.
In other states.
I have to.
Yes. When Trey played,
told that girl with them the ugliest pants I've ever seen. I'll never forget that. Yes, there's this girl that come in. She was cute, and he's like, "It was the ugliest bridges I ever seen." He looked at me and goes, "I'm gonna be in them later."
You always have.
It's the funniest shit I ever.
If you don't know how to talk shit to a woman, man, they love that shit.
Listen,
but you can't be ugly about it. The only reason it works for me is I am literally cute about it. Like, I'm fucking with you, we're having fun or whatever, and I'm like, damn, there's some ugly britches you got on. And she giggles, I giggle, she's naked later. It's just what happens. Like,
you are cute about it. I used to be cute about it. I'm not anymore.
Josh was flashing that little smile like that. Just
This shit-eating grin has got me more pussy than my fucking pocketbook. I don't know how. Like, girls all the time, like, on social media, like, that is the cutest grin ever. Aww. It's like, bitch, I got one teeth that's in the back.
My shit ain't even in line.
Like, there's this one guy in my fucking right here. And it's like, you know what? We just don't want to be like anybody else. We're just going to go back. We're going to hang out.
Just slow you down, Lewis. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm missing one.
You're missing one? Yeah. All that meth you're on.
Yeah.
Oh, God. In case you tell, he's so skinny.
I like me meth. Goddamn it, nuggets are more addictive than meth, I promise. But if I could shoot up goddamn sweet and sour sauce, I'd be over it.
Hit the vein! Hit the vein!
Just be like damn meth.
Best storm.
Yeah,
well, just watch best
pull storm. Over before church, shoot up some sweet and sour sauce.
If you could chew up sweet and sour sauce, you would be in jail every fucking week.
All I can see is him picking the phone up. Hey, Ronald, you got my shit.
Yeah. Sending the Hamburglar.
What we got is $5 worth of sweet and sour sauce here.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, shit.
It's all over the floorboard.
But we're sorry, sir. Our McFlurry machine's broke.
It's always broke.
You can get all the heroin you want with the McFlurry.
Heroin.
Why is it always broke?
This was a horrible idea.
Yeah,
I told you
there's one of these sponsors out there.
It's going
to
cancel
DraftKings or one of these other like crazy ones that I don't know how the fuck they're paying me to do this. It still like blows my mind that is going to listen to this show and they've never listened to another one. And they're like, this is what all these fuckers are downloading.
This is what we're funding.
McNuggets and STDs. What the fuck is going on? Just wait till they get around to fucking big girls.
Hey.
That's tomorrow.
I don't know. I think she's coming over tonight.
Well, shit. Ain't too late.
Tell her to come her ass on.
Well, we did talk about hog hunting on the last episode.
It's like a
first
hilarious
time in my life. I've been proud of Dustin Herring not saying nothing. Just sitting there and listening.
What was it?
And learning.
He's still thinking about his career.
What I'm doing.
He's still thinking it over. What was it? Larry the Cable Guy said that he was dating this one chick one time, and they was laying in the bed, and she rolled over and said something real sexy to him, and it sounded like something like. Yeah.
Bitch.
Listening.
Very much the same.
And learning.
Yeah.
That's what I'm. You shouldn't learn a goddamn thing.
You mess around.
I'm going to do another one tomorrow or the next.
You're doing it by yourself.
Like, oh, we do. Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
Good luck.
By the way, folks. Coming up, they're going to be spaced out, but we've got some very – Lee Tucker has lined up some very, very good musicians. He's going to be here this weekend, the next couple of days. And they're all going to have an individual episode, and you're going to get a reason why to listen to all their songs. It's going to be very cool. And I don't know who we're starting off with, but it's one of y'all in here right now, so I'm looking forward to it.
Nose goes.
Whoever's got to leave first is the first – it's like the mule.
I'm out.
I'll do it.
There you go. Colin Middleton. Hey, by the way, we didn't do it a while ago, and we're 40 minutes in, and we're just going to keep talking shit. Drop your social media info real quick. Start with you, Colin, since you're new to the show.
Bo, I wish you asked me earlier.
JD, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Instagram. C
at Nate Kenyon.
Jeez, Lord.
At C_middle7. I think is what it is.
C_middle7?
I'm pretty sure. Tyler, look it up. Make sure, because, you know.
Middle seven, you that's a chord, son.
Yeah.
You ain't talking.
JD, go ahead and give me your fucking space alien, like, info.
Space alien? No. Background?
Space lizards.
No, like, okay, this is. JD's clearly not listening. Tell me your social media.
Social media.
I'm Jacob_Neesmith18 on Instagram. Enlightened entrepreneur.
You are not. Shut the fuck up. Is your name... Is your name Enlightened Entrepreneur or something? Mm-hmm. Take it the fuck off.
How the hell did I find you? Because I know I ain't typed
you
all that shit.
You was looking up some bullshit. That's what you...
I was looking up lizard people.
I know some sneaky, sneaky bitches, but I don't know if I'm lizard.
All right, Lee Tucker.
Lee Tucker Music on Instagram. Lee Tucker Music on Facebook. Snapchat is Lee Tucker 2983. You're going to want these memes in your life, I promise you.
I promise you that.
Oh, man, I forgot about Facebook. That's a whole lot simpler.
Nobody cares. They're still trying to figure out who you are.
Man, all right.
You ain't talking.
Hey, Facebook, Colin Middleton Music. Collin.
See, now they can figure out who the fuck you are.
There you go.
There you go.
Mr. Dustin fucking Herring.
Simple as it can be. Dustin Herring Music. Okay. Went to a county school, too. Want to make it real simple for everybody.
That a boy.
DustinHerringMusic.
You sang that real well.
And I still lost the damn spelling bee.
How?
I've lost all my spelling bees.
He got it.
Hey, man, I got the damn county spelling bee and then realized I was in Bullitt County and, you know.
They've got a lot of things in Bullitt County.
We got a whole lot.
Look. He skipped recess and fucking 10th grade.
All in the same time. Listen,
he
y'all.
He drove himself to his own spelling.
That's right. That's right. All my stuff.
The middle school spelling. The middle school Jeez, spelling me. I drove the damn bus.
That's what I'm talking about.
At 16 years old, listen. He became the smartest sixth grader alive. You can laugh, but you can't revoke my title.
Hell, Ricky, I was high when I said that.
Be third, fourth, you can even be fifth.
Oh, man.
Please
y'all,
say where the fuck you about to say.
All my stuff, literally all my stuff. Snapchat, Instagram, everything is Tyler Branch Music. If y'all want to find me, that's where you find me at. Cheers,
yep.
Y'all.
Y'all good? We'll keep talking shit. Or are y'all done?
Listen, the night is young.
Okay. The only reason I ask is that's usually how I end the show, but I didn't think I wanted to end the show before y'all started that. I was just making sure.
Well, I'm glad we got it out. Lee Tucker, pass me that that liquor bottle over. Thanks, sir.
I don't know.
Hey, Tyler Branch, when you're done with it, pass it on over here.
Cheers.
Well, tonight's sponsor is Crown Apple.
And bad decisions.
I haven't made one yet, but I got a feeling.
Oh, man.
Tyler just said, night's young.
Oh, yeah. Night's young.
And Bozeman, Montana.
And the great city of Bozeman, Montana.
You know who I wish was here?
Come see us. Lee Tucker. Justin Dukes. Showed up.
But I wish Justin Dukes was fucked up right now.
I wish Justin Dukes had chlamydia.
If
he
was here.
Tell a story.
If he was here, he would be fucked up and he would probably have chlamydia.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying.
You,
I believe
Justin
everything
Dukes
in my heart.
Justin
chlamydia,
Dukes
never
I'll
have
guarantee
that or
you,
tell
I have full blown AIDS.
Oh, he gets chlamydia. He's getting a divorce.
Hey, hear me out. Hear me out here.
That's what's happening.
Listen, the last time we were all with Justin Dukes.
Y'all need to specify who all was.
Listen,
because
he
can't hate everybody when y'all get done with
this. Maury confirmed that me nor Josh was the daddy, but. We were, but we were on the
if
road.
If you want to make sure I'm not the daddy first, make sure I got some pussy first.
Hey, listen, we were on the road in Texas, and we were supposed to be coming through Memphis, and me and him had thrown around the idea, like, maybe we should go to Nashville. And I'm like, dude, I have not been in Nashville since I left. And hey, and so we called, it was from the Airbnb late at night, and I think I wound up on a FaceTime call with Justin Dukes, and we were going to try to let it be a surprise. And the first thing out of this motherfucker's mouth is, bitch, we're coming to Nashville. Dukes goes, oh, man, that's awesome. I was hoping y'all would.
But hold on. Every time I've ever asked Justin Dukes to drink with me, he's always been like, yeah, I'll see if I can make it.
And now
I
you know why.
I was not giving up Graceland if that bitch wasn't getting hammered.
No, and now you know why. If you listen to the Nashville Tears episode of this show, right off the rip, Josh goes, yeah, we went out, we got drunk last night, and after 10 years of being your friend, I've realized why you don't drink with me. Because you're no fucking good at it. Because Justin Dukes, we sat around in that room.
That bitch got big mad.
He got big mad.
he got fucking hot.
Justin was the one that goes, there's a reason I've been, I'm only 27 years old, and I've already had to have a major back surgery. And this one over here, Lee
bitch.
Tucker goes, why you look at Kelly when you said that?
Why you done threw that back out, sir?
Hold on. Legend tales, though, about Justin Dukes. Legend tales.
No, can I tell this?
If I was actually trying to keep you out of this story, but go ahead.
No, I got this. I got this. So, me and Justin Dukes have been...
Before the record show... Herring loves Justin Dukes.
No,
I don't know this story. I don't know what they're about to say, but hey, cuz, congratulations on everything you've already built for yourself, and don't let them tear it down.
No, we ain't going to tear it down. No, listen, if anything, we're going to build it up. Listen.
Josh is like,
no, motherfucker. I ain't sure. Listen.
Wrong one built in the
day. Listen, Linda. They was a... So, back in the day, I used to work EMS. I was an EMT.
And how the fuck is that where this story starts off?
And it, but because
just because you can play an E and an M and a T on a guitar don't make you an EMT, cuz.
No.
Quit bragging. Quit bragging.
Listen. Linda. I did that.
You can see how mad he is behind his sunglasses.
Yeah, he turns his head around, puts sunglasses on, all of a sudden he's a professor.
No. Listen, that is what Duke
he's a professor.
Hear me. I had to go all the way to fucking California to do that.
To help Justin Dukes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Drag that big old dick back to Nashville. Yeah.
Hear me out.
Back to Justin Dukes.
I went to California. I did my EMT training. I got my license.
Well, fucking hey, Baywatch.
And the boy who's still a good buddy of ours, me and Justin Dukes have been on the road at that point for probably 4 years together. And I had this tiny little ass apartment, and he used to come hang out with me for no reason. Like I had nothing. I had no kitchen. Like this little apartment was like enough room for a desk and a TV and a recliner. And if you went upstairs, there was a bed and a dresser. And if you went in my bathroom, you could fucking sit on the toilet and stick your feet and wash your feet in the shower and wash your hands in the sink at the same time. It was tiny.
Why would you do that?
I know. I don't know this day. But listen, this guy that I was talking about, that was our friend.
Yeah.
He used to come out to every one of our shows whenever me and Justin got linked up and started playing in Tiger Creek, man. He's like, he said, you don't know. You don't know, man. Listen, hear me. He said, Justin Dukes is a bad motherfucker. I was like, I know he's good. I mean, I know he seems good. You know, he's like, nah, listen, he got a big dick. I said, no, he doesn't. Listen.
That's the longest story ever. Just say, hey, by the way, that I got big dick.
How big is it compared to your apartment?
Hey. Hey, listen.
How long is it compared to your story?
Listen.
No, Tyler. Hey, Linda.
Wait,
Tyler.
Listen.
If Justin's sitting on the toilet, can he wash it in the sink?
Listen, Linda. He said, look, and I know this is going to go on the air, and I'm going to get a phone call, and I'm going to be in so much trouble. But this same guy told me, he said, listen, I've seen Justin Dukes exit the shower. I said, have you now? He said, yeah. And he turned around and looked at me. And I looked at him. We didn't both know what to do. And he grabbed it. And he helicoptered me. Helicopter. I was like,
I'd rather Justin Dukes hit me in the face with his dick. Hear the story again.
This sounds like a start. Hey,
call me a liar. Justin's right. Dick.
Call me a liar.
Give me a concussion.
Call me a liar.
The longest story ever told.
That's Josh, the worst
holy
PR.
Shit,
Josh. That is the worst sounds PR like campaign I've ever heard in my life.
It sounds
for a
like
big dick story. Look, dude.
That took three encyclopedias.
By the end of it, every chick that thought she wanted a big dick, what you were happy to describe, wasn't interested no more.
Hey,
this is how I would have told the story. Hey, this guy I used to work with, he said he saw Justin in the shower one time.
Guess
huge
what?
Cock. Big end.
Listen, all of y'all can fuck off.
You're like, my name is Ishmael.
Hey, no, sit on this and rotate.
Hey, Josh.
This is a tale of two cities.
Josh. Again. Josh. Everybody
like
at this table
the worst
is
porno you ever
boy.
Heard in your life.
Justin. Oh, my God. You're right.
We want Justin Dukes to know we know it's that big. It's just that.
But doesn't it make sense because he's like the nicest guy ever?
It does. Yeah.
There's no other way. His dick had to be that big.
Motherfucker,
that's why he's so fucking nice.
That's why he's not a whore. Bitches got to earn that dude. They got to work for that dude. That's exactly
what it is. You know what? I'm done. I'm going to take a piss. I love you.
His old lady right now is like, you're never fucking hanging out with him.
We can't ever let this party go out, probably.
Kelly. Yeah. Kelly's like, they're never.
Yeah.
You know what? He's going to look at her and he's going,
she knew we were a bunch of degens.
Y'all ever seen Dwight on stage? And Dwight's got them tight blue jeans on. You can clearly tell that bitch is smuggling squirrels. That bitch like he had a squirrel tail in the nuts. Like,
I can't tell them goddamn sequins always blinding me on them.
The next time I go see Justin Dukes play live, all I'm going to look at is his dick the whole time. Hey. And I'm just going to be looking at fucking like tripod.
Should have came with a warning sign. Flashing a light,
hey.
That's my shit. I love that song. Justin, you know I love that song.
Hey, mark my words song. When you see it. It's not an Idaho potato.
That's I don't, Tyler, I'm going to tell you, I'm planning on looking that off.
Hey, Tyler,
I'm taking your friend's word for it unless you try to fucking tell me about you going to California again.
He said it ain't the potato, it's the fucking steak fry.
Bitch, it sounded like you didn't just go there, but like you stayed for many millennia. Oh, shit.
All right, Tyler went to pee.
Tyler Brents did not get telling that story again.
Hey, but Josh,
holy shit.
I tell you, best part though, if anybody has a problem with it, you know, say Justin can't come out and hang with you anymore. All he's got to do, he's got to whip that fucking meter stick. He's got his pants out, whip it around like the helicopter, like Tyler said he did. End of story.
I don't know where the fuck you came from or went with that.
He's saying if you can't,
I don't either.
You're going to get his dick again if you don't let me go out with my friends. I think that's
pretty much. That's the general gist.
There's
of
no
it.
Way his old lady's going to let him go out with us again after that weekend.
Well.
But in all fairness.
Probably will.
She's not going to listen to this. She's an adult.
You got
it. Duke, she'll listen to
it. She does adult shit.
Because we're going to tag him in it.
Oh, boy.
If you think Justin Dukes was pissed about him fighting, fighting that sensitive fella, he's gonna be,
nails.
He gonna be mad as fuck when he's told the word he got a fucking donkey cock. Oh, see, that's why me and you couldn't have it, because right now, if it had been reversed and it'd been me and you walking around with 12 inches of floppy cock. I wear nothing but fucking khaki shorts.
Yeah.
And Justin Dukes is like, I'm going to just tuck it.
I buy
I don't
two
need
fucking
no one
plane
to know.
Tickets. One for me and one for my dick. It just sit over there. Yeah, we want some nuts. He's already got some, but. Yeah.
I think we should take a piss break.
You just took one.
I know.
Does anybody else got a piss?
That's the end.
Nope.
That's, yeah.
You want to end it?
I got a couple more stories.
I'm regarding Deucey's feelings right now. So,
do you want to end? We
don't
talk about
do this
anymore.
Or we don't. I love that motherfucker.
Well, that's fine. He knows we love him.
But I think we should take a piss break so we can come back to this in the morning to decide whether
a new one.
This is going to be values. Whether it's going to be something we include.
Oh, okay.
I got to say that I got chlamydia one time.
Listen.
I'd rather somebody say I got a big dick than got chlamydia.
That's a little different. Because
I tell you what, this is what we'll do.
Hear me out.
Off of Justin Dukes.
Hear me out.
Go away from Justin Dukes.
I've been on the road with Justin Dukes longer than I've been on the road with anybody. And I love him. I love him like my brother.
Well, y'all do.
And I know he gets a little weird over stuff sometimes.
That's what makes it funny.
I know, but it comes to a point where it ain't funny.
That's fine.
So let's take a break.
We can't stop. It's either we keep going, but we can change the
subject. We can talk
about
something else.
There's no more Deucey. Everybody's got to be on the table.
Love
no
you,
more Deucey.
That's fine. I love him that much.
I know you do. I wouldn't share something.
I know.
That was a story mostly about his mom.
First of all,
by the way,
I love what you're saying, but I just want to remind you something. We've done this show for 57, 58 minutes, and 56 was that fucking story you told leading up to that.
And I talked about goddamn hippies.
That's fine.
So that's why.
All right, then.
We can keep rolling. We just can't talk about certain things.
No, that's fine. That's all right.
See, that's all you got to do. And
cheers,
by the way, Deucey will love you more for that.
I love that motherfucker.
But like Lee said, if we can say we got chlamydia.
We can talk about his big dick and we can talk about our
I can't help the
STD.
Bad decisions y'all have made in your life so far. So far.
You've just got damn quality.
I just checked my Snapchat. I'm still making it. I just looked at my TikTok and I just realized that I'm in a lot of trouble.
Are we going to take a piss break? Because I got to make some.
Are we on TikTok Live?
TikTok
Live.
Yes, we are on TikTok Live.
No. No,
that's probably a good thing.
I had Snapchatted something earlier. We had a guy today. We had a guy today that is a veteran. He called me first thing this morning. And it's fucked up. But the guy has gave like half a shin and a foot and his knee down on the other one. Shit. I'm paying attention.
No, I'm talking.
I know. This guy, he's been following me for a long time, like back since the Bearded Bastard days. He's always been nice. Anytime like we've done a toy drive or whatever, this guy's always fucking donated or whatever. And
Hell yeah. He
fucking messaged me this morning, dude. And he's going to come to a show in a couple weeks. But this dude literally messages me and is like, hey, look, I'm literally about to fucking lose everything. Like my house, my fucking everything. And I get very fucking sensitive about a couple things.
Yes,
I didn't serve this country. I have the utmost respect for the ones that did.
Sure.
I didn't have the guts to do it, and that's the way I always look at it. So we're always to support these people, prior or present, that have supported this country or defended this country. And I got that as soon as I got off the phone with this guy, and I was like, and first of all, he didn't ask for money. This is what was fucking like cool about this guy. He asked me for a job. He lives in Louisiana, and he asked me about coming here. And I was like, because he thought things were going well here. And I appreciate him for thinking that. And he asked me about a fucking job. And I was like, if I could give you a job right now and it, you make a living off of it, I would do it. I said, I just don't have that much work right now. And he was like, well, thank you. I appreciate all you do and everything. And we got off fucking Snapchat, and it fucking hurt. Like, it really fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it fucking ate me up a little bit. And I messaged him back, and I was like, look, man, I said, I can't give you what you need, but let me know kind of what you're in debt. Let me know what this that I don't want anybody to ever lose their home, but not anybody's ever served our country. And I was like, just go ahead, tell me what you're in debt for and all this stuff, and I'll see what I can do. And he's like, he's very prideful about it, which I understand.
He
should be.
That's what you expect.
He should
yeah.
be. Because he didn't call asking for a fucking handout. He called asking for a job.
Right.
And I got fucking mad. And I told him, I said, look, I'm going to figure out something. I got you. Please let me help you. And he's like, okay. And I said, but you got to promise me if I help you, you come hang out here for a weekend. We ain't got to do a podcast,
hell
but
yeah.
come meet the people that fucking donated to you because it's not coming from my pocket. And I want him to actually, like, invite people to come meet him and hear his story and all the shit. And he didn't really get emotional or whatever. He didn't think shit would happen. I got on fucking TikTok, and I lost my shit because I realized very, very quickly one of the first videos I scrolled on was this girl. And she might have been 18, 21, whatever, big fat ass. And she had whoever she said was her brother or whoever it was, sister, dumping $100 fucking bills on her ass. And it pissed me off so bad because I'm sitting there thinking, this young adult has not fucking learned anything. All they've done is learn to shake their fucking ass.
That's right.
And then society fucking glorifies them. And let's
yep.
give them $1 million. But we got somebody that's fucking a disabled veteran.
Struggling.
And they can't fucking pay their mortgage.
Right.
So I like lost. I kind of got upset on shit like I always do. And I posted it on Snapchat. I posted it on some other stuff to help this guy. This guy was fucking like, it was almost $7,500 that he was, and like if he didn't come up with that soon, he was going to lose it.
Right.
People today, I've made, and it's not from me. I'm 100% not from me. They've sent $1,000 to him one time, and they've sent $750 to him another. And that's one day of people fucking helping this guy.
Right.
And the only reason I bring that up, and I don't know how the fuck I actually got on it besides for just the mood today, is, you know, everybody in this room, we got some good-ass songwriters, and you got my stupid ass and JD, who's a fucking, I don't even know what to call JD most of the time.
He's always there, man.
appreciate everybody's art in this room, but please understand why we get to do this shit and why songwriters get to write, why we get to say freedom of speech or have freedom of speech. Is because of folks like that. You don't.
Their sacrifice.
Yeah. You don't have to help with this guy.
Yeah.
But find like somewhere in your community, and help with veterans there. Like just give back. I don't know how the fuck I got on that, but that's bothered me.
No,
all day.
You know what? I feel like there's a lot of stuff that goes on in this country today where people, and I've got a song like that I want to show you later. But it's so many people who feel entitled to stuff they get, and you got people who are struggling, who have gone and done things to where they can't. I don't know what's funny right now, but I'm damn serious right now. Like,
I'm sorry, I couldn't help.
Calm your ass down. Like, I'm serious right now. Settle the fuck down. Because you got people who do shit like that. Like, I tried to get in twice. They wouldn't let me in because I had, you know, stuff from car wreck back in the day. They wouldn't let me in. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. I say coolest like it's not a big deal, but I just thought it would be the biggest thing ever for me to get to serve my country, for me to get to wear a uniform and wear a patch on my shoulder like that. And I never got to. So when I see these guys that have done that, and they're in a bind like that, my heart goes out
to them. Fucking sucks, dude.
It sucks, man. Like, that's it, it's a big thing. It ain't no thing to whatever about.
But see, like, with all of us in this room, we got pride about that.
You got it. You got it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We were all raised in this room to have pride about that.
Yeah.
If you don't serve, or whatever, for whatever your reason is that you don't serve, then you better fucking honor those that do.
I tell you this. My granddaddy, one of the best man I ever knew in my life. My daddy's a close second. My granddaddy, his mama died when he was 8 years old, probably sooner. He served in World War II. And I remember going and spending the night with him and my grandma on Saturday nights, going to church. My family went to the same church on Sunday morning. So I'd go spend the night with them on Saturday nights. We'd go to church on Sunday morning. And I remember, especially after my grandma passed, I would watch him. I would still go spend the night with him. And I would stay up late watching Walker, Texas Ranger.
I remember that.
On Saturday night. But we'd get up, and I'd get ready. I'd get my church clothes on. And he'd go in there, and he'd fix breakfast on Sunday morning. And I'd watch him. And he'd take these eggs. He'd take an egg in one hand. He'd crack it in the middle. He'd dump it in the pan. And I remember watching him do that, fixing breakfast. And it finally occurred to me, I said, Papa, how'd you learn how to do that? That's cool. How'd you learn how to do that? He said, son, I was a cook in the Army. And when he told me that, I said, dadgum, my granddaddy was in the Army. I didn't know that. I said, where was you in the Army at? He said, son, I never left the U.S. I was stationed in Fort Knox, Kentucky. But we used to fix 144 dozen eggs for the barracks, for the base. And I learned how to do that because you don't think about it anymore. You're going along. You're doing things as fast as you can. But he said, we used to fry 144 dozen eggs every morning. Jeez. when I was working KP. And I said, and I sat back and I thought about that, and that thing ain't never left my mind. He never fought in Germany. He never fought in Japan. He never fought anywhere. He was at home, but he always missed home. But he went. When they called him, he went.
Well, you don't have to fight abroad.
No. But he did what he did because he loved his country that much. That my granddaddy was the biggest homebody you will ever meet in your whole life. My younger brother is the same way. My daddy's the same way. I lived in Nashville for 6-7 years. My parents came to see me once. And it ain't because they didn't want to see what I was doing, but it was because they love home that much. My granddaddy was the same way. But he went off. And he cooked, he fried eggs to serve his country. If that's the most that's ever asked for me, I'll be all right.
That's all that matters, dude, is to each their own. Your granddaddy was a badass, just like a bunch of other families.
And I respect anybody who's ever done anything like that.
I know what you mean. But I think that's how we end it. That's a beautiful story about your granddaddy. And
cheers.
Hey, to each one of y'all. This is just the first one this week. We've got several more this week. So thank y'all. Dustin, for the first time, and Colin. Y'all, I really wish y'all would have let us get a word in edgewise, but you know what it is.
That's right.
It's always next time. But
just to clear up.
Oh, you do not.
I do. Oh, my I do because okay, because Tyler made me feel like a fucking asshole.
To clear up the chlamydia.
Laughing. I started laughing during your story because when I do this kind of shit, I'm thinking ahead of like, okay, to change this fucking, you know what I'm saying? To change the feeling of everything because we don't want to end on a whole sad note. Anyways, no. I had a whole skit in my head. Just so you know, that's what the fuck I'm laughing about is what's in my head. I would not laugh.
I know you wouldn't. I love
feel like
you, brother.
Got on my ass. I love you. I laughed about thinking ahead, and I just don't want the audience to think I'm sitting here thinking fucked up shit about goddamn disabled vets. So
no,
just
I love you.
That
I love you. I appreciate okay. that.
That's all.
I don't think anybody would have thought that.
Just wanted
to,
well.
So you had a skit. We're gonna get to that.
I'm good now.
We're gonna
get to that skit. Another
we're gonna do that.
Because I'm gonna tell you, I can't stand up anymore. I got it. I got out my chair.
Tune in next time.
Because if I'd have sat my fat ass down there any longer, I was going to seep.
Seeping.
I was going to go seep. So, drugs and alcohol have ruined my life.
But you did that in that fucking convenience store the other night.
Well, you did about 18 hot dogs, so shut the fuck up. Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in for Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. We'll catch you next time.